Included in the spending bill that Congress just passed is $6 billion over the next 2 years to help combat the opioid crisis. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, officials say that funding is crucial and they need it now.
Farnham Family Services, a substance abuse and behavioral health clinic headquartered in Oswego, opened Oswego County's first medically assisted treatment center to help wean addicts off of opioids last year, and the demand has been high. Due to limited resources, some are waiting up to 4 weeks for the treatment. During a stop by Farnham's Fulton Clinic Tuesday, Senator Charles Schumer said wait times at these facilities could be reduced with the new funding that Congress passed, but it's currently stalled.
For several years, we've heard pronouncements from the federal government and no help. And for the first time, we have real help. So I am here today to say, look, we need the people in charge in Washington to get the money here ASAP to Central New York immediately. Farnham can't wait another year. Neither can families.
Schumer says bureaucracy can often slow the release of federal funds, but time is of the essence in the opioid battle. According to the Centers for Disease Control, nearly 1,400 people died of opioid overdoses in upstate in 2016, including 242 in Central New York. In Fulton, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.